say, I'm not Mr. Carter, I'm Mr. J.
You might just be John Jay. You could be Mr. Carter.
Yeah, I'm not a Mr. I'm not a Mrs. either, by the way. And I'm not whatever you are when you're in between.
Okay, it's about 9:03. We'll call you.
8:58.
But
you're okay.
We can
do it.
Oh, it depends on the phone.
That's all right. We're ready.
We'll call it to order. Roll call.
Short.
Present.
Carter.
Here.
Alex. Jay.
Here.
McGuire.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Richard.
All right. I made it big for you, Lord, so you can make sure.
That doesn't hurt me either.
Actually, he's got glasses. I need them and don't wear them half the time.
I want a colored copy.
It is colored. See the red on the bottom?
Oh, I'm used to red.
Okay, the first order of business is the approval of the agenda and the addendum.
Second.
He moved, he seconded.
Okay.
Say something,
so any discussion on it? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Public participation, I don't see any. So we need approval of the minutes for May 10th, 2013.
I'll second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, next thing we have the county and township motor fuel tax claim for May 2013.
Place on file.
Second.
We moved in second. It's open for any discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed?
It's Mr. Alex and Mr. Richard.
Okay, here the other two over here. The next thing is the county engineer's report.
First item is resolution awarding the contract for the 2013 pavement striping for county roads.
Before we go on, we want to note that Mr. Alex and Mr. Richard is became president in the meeting.
President.
Thank you.
So we had the bid letting yesterday, June 6th, for our annual striping contract for the county roads, and there's a few of the township and village roads in this contract as well. Varsity Striping, who's been doing it for a number of years, was a single bidder, low bidder. Actually, the price was less than it was last year, which is good as far as a unit price, and well below our engineer's estimate, total bid of $101,278.23. And I would ask for your approval of that resolution.
Motion to approve.
Been moved and second.
By me.
It's open for discussion.
Oh, taking the notes to
Carter.
It's open for discussion. I've got a question.
Yeah.
How many other companies do the striping?
Well, there was the company from St. Louis that we had bid for a few years. And as you recall, maybe last year, there was literally like a $1,000 difference between them and Varsity Striping. Varsity Striping actually was second on the bidders list. And the county board decided to award it to them since they were a local company. And so the St. Louis firm didn't show up to bid this year. But basically there's, you know, it's kind of a localized thing because you don't want to haul paint and people all over the state. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Varsity Striping probably does about a 10 or 12 county radius. You know, we're fortunate that they're right here in our back door. So we don't have to, you know, we get a better price simply because they don't have to drive very far, and Actually, what we do is we give them a map of all the roadways that need to be striped. Mm-hmm. And when they're not, you know, when they're have a Friday where they don't want to go somewhere else, they go out and take care of our roads and just kind of do them throughout the summer. They don't just sit down and do 100 or 150 miles of road all in one shot for us. So we got roads that we seal coat. They got to wait to stripe those. We got road construction. They got to wait to stripe those. So they'll get out next week is what they told me and start doing just the maintenance. You know, the roads that we're not doing anything to that just need the striping updated. And then as we work through the summer through our construction and seal coating process, they'll follow up behind us. They're real good. We'll call them and say, hey, we're going to seal coat County Road 25 on Tuesday. And, you know, we can't leave that road open to traffic for more than a day or so without striping it. And they'll come in right behind us and stripe it. So you get a company out of St. Louis or some other faraway place, they want to come in and do it all in one shot, which makes it difficult for us to be able to do our business and keep the roads safe because you're, you know, you can't, our seal coating operation will take us 2 or 3 weeks, and we can't have those roads sitting out there for that extended period of time without stripes on them.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next item is a resolution appropriating the annual funds for QOTs from the County Motor Fuel Tax Funds. See in your packet there, $27,598 for QOTs for 13 with a lots of O's, ES. This is money that's you know, billed to each of the entities that is a part of QOTs. for their operating costs for the year. So I would ask that you approve that resolution for those costs.
Okay, I need a motion and a second.
Move approval. I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Open for discussion.
What do we get for our money?
Well, I know you ask this every time. And I should be ready for it, shouldn't I?
Yes. Right now.
The two biggest things we've got for our money over the last 3 or 4 years is Rita's group has helped me put together highway safety improvement fund projects. One of them was the Monticello Road. We received about $1 million in safety improvement dollars for that roadway. The other one that we're going to be doing here in the next couple of years is the Dewey Fisher Road. We just got $855,000 for that one. And without their professional I guess the way they present it and their expertise, it's difficult for us to put together an application that has all the bells and whistles that they can put together. They've got all the traffic modeling. They track all of the accidents and crashes. They put together diagrams that show where each of those accidents are and when they occurred and what type of accident it was. And then they do benefit cost ratios for us to say, you know, based on a widened shoulder, or rumble strips on the center line or on the edge line, you know, you're going to save X number of lives, and the benefit versus the cost is very high. So, you know, most of the work, honestly, that QOTS does is within the metropolitan area. That's what their job is. But Rita is very good if I ask her to do something to help out the highway department, simply because she knows that the majority of the benefit is for the metro area. She will go out of her way to help me put together applications and do her level best to help us get funds as well. So we're a couple $1 million up as far as being helped out from QOTS over the last few years. Not a bad exchange for $27,000. Plus they do all the corridor studies. When Staley Road was turned over from the county to the city, they did that corridor study to help us work with the city of Champaign to get Staley Road off the books as a county highway. So they're not just benefiting the two cities. And, you know, you've got a lot of entities sitting on there. You got Savoy, you got the U of I. Actually, now they're going all the way down to Tolono as part of the metropolitan area. City of Champaign, City of Urbana, you got the MTD, us. So it's, you know, it's a pretty diverse group. but I can't say enough about the people that work for Rita.
Right.
And the job that they do to help out everybody. I think they're fabulous.
Okay, Alex.
Isn't it a requirement that we have that study group in place in order to be eligible for federal funding?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Lord, and then Richards.
I'll speak up for him. He's been pretty good. When they first came on, we went out and he did the demonstration. It really is amazing what they do, you know. That's same for him that tested the roads and all that stuff.
Well, that's a different one, though. That's Applied Research Associates. They're a private consulting
They're
firm.
They're private?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But they are good.
Oh, yes. They're very good. Yep.
Okay, Mike. Do we have any other areas of concern that we want them to work on this next fiscal year or the next couple fiscal years?
I don't have anything right now in the hopper that is hot on their list to be doing, no. I mean, they've obviously working through the Olympian Drive and the Lincoln Avenue stuff. They're a big part of getting all the information together for that. But beyond that, we don't have anything that we're working on with Kuwatch right now. And they do all of our traffic studies for us out in the country and traffic counts. We contract with them to do that, which is a big load. I used to have to hire summer help once every, I think it's 4 to 5 years. See, the IDOT traffic maps are maintained by IDOT, but how they get all that information is from the locals. So every, I think it's 4 years, we have to go out and count traffic on every road throughout the county, not only the counties, but the townships, all the villages, everybody. And they've taken over that responsibility, so I don't have to hire out summer college help. They hire it out, and she manages it for me, and she gets all the traffic information down to IDOT so that they can do all their traffic maps and that stuff, too. So.
Yeah. I just, I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I think it is important that the municipalities realize that we do things in concert
right.
with them, and we spend a lot of money in concert with them, and I'd like for them to remember that.
Yep. Well, we're well aware of that.
Okay. Any more discussion? No? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed?
Pass these around quickly. There is in your agenda packet a copy of the bid tab from the County Highway 22 job, which you guys gave me award authority for at the last meeting. But it was relatively small, so I thought I would print it out in a little larger format so you could see it. This was the recycling job up on County Road 22 north of Penfield. And the engineer's estimate was $1,253,000. Open road paving came in at $1,095,000. You'll see that the bids were very, very competitive between cross and open road. $16,000 separated them in a $1 million contract. So we're getting good bids on this type of work. These two contractors are beating each other up a little bit to get our work because there's not a lot of state work out there to do. So I was very happy with the results. Open Road will do a good job. They've got Dunn Company as their subcontractor. Dunn Company is out of Decatur. They'll do the recycling work. The oil will come from Molsicoat here in town. So, you know, we're getting good local contractors to do our work at a good price. So I just wanted everybody to be aware of it. We are going to move ahead and award that based on the resolution from last month. The contracts are already in the mail down to IDOT. And work is due to start a week from Monday on that project. So it'll probably be about a 30 to 40-day process, and we'll have that roadway in good shape. So that's where we're at. I'm not anybody got any questions about that bid or what we're doing or anything of that nature.
It's like Open Road should be buying their cement from Cross. 10% is expensive.
Well, yeah. You know, these guys play with these numbers.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, look at the mobilization. Cross only put $7,800 bucks in mobilization. Open Road's got $60,000. I mean, It's the bottom line that counts, who's the lowest of the total. But, you know, I don't know why they play with those numbers the way they do, but I'm sure when you're $16,000 difference, Cross was probably kicking themselves for not finding $16,000 in there somewhere to take out. But the Open Road will do a good job. Cross has done a good job. They both are very good companies, do good asphalt work. The majority of the work, honestly, will be done by Dunn Company because the recycling is the majority of the work on the project. The only way that Open Road and Cross were prime contractors on this job, because you have to control more than 50% of the dollars on the job in order to be a prime contractor, is basically they're buying the oil from Emulsa Coat on behalf of Dunn to do the recycling work. So Dunn Company, actually, their payments will just be for the cold in place recycling and surface profile milling. So.
Would it be the same subcontractor with either prime?
Yes, they both use Dunn.
All right.
Cool. Is there anybody else besides Dunn to use it?
There's a guy, honestly, out of Minnesota that comes into Illinois that used to do a lot of work for me up in Minnesota. He actually took out plans, did not bid, apparently, to either one of these, or maybe he did and his number was higher than Dunn Company's. I don't know. But he did call down and ask for plans. And they go everywhere. I mean, they go all the way from Maryland to Colorado with his crew, and he's got two recycling trains. So, yeah, there are other people, not locally, because you're talking about $1 million to $2 million to get set up with the equipment needed to do this kind of work. So you're not going to get a lot of guys putting that kind of investment into equipment.
We need somebody to move it and assess it.
No, this is just for informational purposes.
Oh, okay.
I always like to bring back the bids after you guys have given me the contract award authority, so you guys know what we're awarding and how the bids turned out.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Any more discussion?
I'm going to go to the addendum because I think there's an action item on there for B. We can so if we'd like to move to the addendum now, the first item on the addendum is my item. I'll pass these around real quick. I wanted to make you guys aware that we'll have a budget amendment and a budget transfer at the Finance Committee this month. I want you guys to see this and wonder what the heck is going on at Finance, so I thought I would bring it to the highway.
Yeah,
so
what they do with Finance.
I don't know.
We hot mail. We finally received the final payment request from the City of Urbana for the Windsor Road project. We did not budget for it in our budget line item because honestly you don't know when those requests are going to come. We still haven't received a request for the Curtis Road final payment yet. And that job's been done for 3-4 years now. So I don't like to put a bunch of money in a line item and then not use it when we don't know when the requests are going to come. So we received a request for final payment on the Windsor Road project. And the total cost to the county ended up to be $1,886,000. We had appropriated $2 million originally for the cost of the Windsor Road project. So I'm requesting a budget amendment from reserves of the exact number, basically within 44 cents of what their request is. They've requested $712,859.56, and we requested $712,860 amendment from reserves in the motor fuel tank.
Second.
Open for discussion.
Is this it?
This is it for Windsor Road.
Windsor Road is done.
We still have Curtis Road left. Around 600,000 is still left on Curtis Road. Will we get that this year? Honestly, they told me we might get it last year. They said we might get it this year. We might get it next year. It's IDOT, unbelievably, who's, you know, the state's broke. It's, you know, when you do a federal aid project, the state fronts all the money, and then the municipalities and the counties pay them back. And until they send a final bill to the municipality to send to us, we don't know what that final bill is going to be. So we're waiting for somebody who's broke to send us a bill for $600,000.
Unrelated, but which one of the roads, Windsor or Curtis, that's having some issues already as far as maintenance?
Windsor.
The old part of Windsor, from Philo down to, I guess, Lincoln, in that area, that was built back in the 90s, and it's got some concrete issues, it was the 90s, wasn't it?
I thought it was newer than that.
I thought it was like 20 years old. I don't know.
It's not very long, though, for a concrete road.
No, there was an issue that nobody was aware of back in that time frame where the alkali, they call it the alkali-silica reaction, and the alkali in the cement is reacting with the silica in the sand, and it actually forms a gel around the aggregate within the matrix of the concrete, and that gel starts to expand and literally just breaks the concrete apart. They do a lot of testing for this reaction now, but back when they did that project, nobody knew that that was a potential problem. And it's not just in Illinois. It's all over the country. There's a lot of this going on concrete roads that are of that age. Now what they do is they test the sand for, you know, the silica content in the sand. And if it has too high of a silica content, they won't let them use it in the concrete mix.
That surely didn't come from mom.
We don't know.
Thank you.
That's everything for Muhammad now.
Is this for information only?
Yeah, it's going to be at Chris's finance committee. Committee of the whole. And then we also have a budget transfer to when we did our budget back in I guess we're starting the budget process next week. You know, when you do those, you kind of are trying to budget for a project that you're not sure exactly what the scope's going to be. We had an $800,000 scope of budget for the County Road 22 project because we originally thought we were just going to do a cold-in-place recycling job and then seal coat the top and be done. But once we got farther into the planning process, we weren't comfortable with just seal coating the top of a cold-in-place recycling project. So we went ahead and added a lift of asphalt to that project. And basically this $350,000 that we're transferring from right-of-way to road improvements is the cost, you know, that it cost us to put that asphalt treatment on top of the CIR. So we're asking for a budget transfer. We're not going to get all of the right-of-way secured for the Dewey Fisher Road this year like we had anticipated. It's likely that right-of-way is not even going to start negotiations until the fall or the winter. So the right-of-way line item that we had in there, that's why we're using that line item to transfer the money from right-of-way to road improvements.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Excuse me. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay, and then the next item under other business is the rural public transit, and we've got a representative here from RPC to explain that item that's on your agenda.
The first one is actually a resolution to continue the operating fund annually every year for the federal and the state funding that we receive for rural transportation. We have to continuously pass the resolution to continue to receive those formula funds. We got the same amount for the federal, and it was a 10% increase for the state. That was just scheduled based on the way they collect that money. And other than that, the service is growing to be countywide. So, and we'll be running it all the way until 5 p.m. with hopefully the last route leaving at 5 p.m. from here to Rand School. And for and it'll be countywide too, but it, right now, if you went and called them today, it would only be to Rantoul, but they're going countywide up until 5 p.m. So that's one for the one resolution. The second resolution, the special warranty, it's required by the Department of Labor that we pass this every year with the acceptance of federal and state funding for school transportation. The requirement is just that if you put we have to send notification to all the private transportation providers of the service going to be provided, and if there are any drivers who are put out of work, that they receive when in the application process for drivers for the rural transit system, they receive priority application if a driver, for some reason, ever loses their job as a result of public transportation. But we haven't received any. If anything, we've actually heard most of the taxi providers say that they have a large and growing demand for countywide transportation. And none of the taxi cabs are accessible, so they like having Chris because Chris can be able to take them. All their vehicles are accessible. And the third resolution is actually for a 14-passenger super medium-duty vehicle, accessible vehicle, and a minivan, a 6-passenger with a ramp. And we basically received funding for a deviated fixed route that IDOT had just sent the contract for, but in that contract they did not give us capital. So we are applying to get the capital that we requested in order to run the transportation. It's been growing. I would say demand is outpacing capital currently. We're looking at ways of doing more efficient routes, grouping more trips together to see if we can do more with less, but we only have 8 vehicles. And just to compare us to Vermilion County, which we had a meeting yesterday with Vermilion County, they have 3 times the number of vehicles we have, and we have twice the rural population that they do in the rural area. So we would like to try to catch up on the vehicle front if we could. They've been operating, to be fair, for 30 years. We've only had the service dating back February 15th, 2011.
So. Do you want that as a package?
I think you can, unless you guys want to break them up.
Motion to approve.
I second.
Is that an omnibus motion?
Yes. It's for all three.
Okay, so for discussion, Jay.
What areas, new areas, are you getting the demand from?
The fastest growing is right now Mahomet and St. Joe, but we're also seeing phone calls come in from Philo and even, you know, different areas going further south. Tolono, as it was mentioned, that they're going into the urbanized area, but incidentally, Chris is allowed to pick up people from Tolono. We do see that as a growing demand. But it's we're going to go literally countywide, so anyone who's calling in within 48 hours, scheduling a trip, you know, we'll try to accommodate them.
Anywhere in the county?
Anywhere in the county. You do have, we'll give you a 30-minute window. So if you call 48 hours in advance, and it's between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., we give you a 30-minute window, 15 minutes to be ready early and 15 minutes that we can run late so that we can sort of group trips together to get people. A lot of, you know, the biggest demand we see right now is medical. We're also hoping that if industries continue to be interested in maybe doing a service contract, we could look at doing even job route access. We're looking more like shift work. We've had, for example, a lot of demand from Conair because they use a lot of seasonal and part-time work. For example, in Vermilion County, Chris is actually operating a corn cruiser, which runs seasonally for agricultural employment. So some things like that that we want to look at in the future, trying to get going.
A question about funding. Has the state been sending their money to pay for these programs? Can you answer that question?
They got caught up for last year almost with everybody across the board. It's just when it comes to processing the payments, they are at least 2 quarters behind for processing the payments. They did promise me the checks are supposed to be in the mail.
Okay.
So I've
heard that before, haven't you?
Yeah. but they, the line of credit is fine for now for Chris, okay. So we should be okay.
And the second part of that question is that federal funding, that it was flat, but the sequester hit most of the programs at RPC. by at least 5% or more. Could it not have any impact on?
It did not, only because the sequester really only impacts discretionary or income-based federal programs. Ours is gathered through the federal fuel tax, so the federal gas tax, and we actually operate a year behind the Fed, so they've already pulled down the money. It's already there. We don't. So when we get a cut, typically we'll see it coming at least a year out. And they do that mostly because of infrastructure projects. And I mean, we're a tiny, tiny percent of their bigger pot. So the federal fuel tax is flat. And if this federal transportation bill expires, well, it'll expire next year, then we'll have to cut some of the bill.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
So back onto the original agenda, designation of items to be placed on a consent agenda, which I believe would be 7, 8, and then the 11, 1, 2, and 3 under B.
Okay, the next thing is determine whether we've got a council July 5th meeting.
Sounds good.
I don't have anything pressing in projects that we're bidding within the next month. If something did come up, I could bring it directly to the board in July. So I'm perfectly okay with doing that. Since it's the day after the 4th, it might be a little difficult to get a quorum. Okay
with everybody? Okay, then we'll cancel July 5th meeting, and whatever they've come up, we'll come to the full board. Okay, other business.
Just wanted to let Mr. Jay know and the rest of you that the Lake of the Woods Bridge is on the June 14th state letting.
Wow.
Now.
No time like the present.
Yeah. I guess that's good news, but the bad news is it's likely to start this year and continue into next year. So.
And a year after that. And
it's probably going to be closed throughout the winter, is what IDOT's telling me. Just so you're kind of aware of what's going on.
Well, I appreciate that, but we need to do whatever it takes.
It won't be under contract and construction until August or September, even with a June letting. It takes about 2 months at least to get contracts together when you do work with IDOT through the federal aid process. So probably right when the schools get back in, they'll probably shut her down. Good timing.
That's a challenge for the bus drivers.
Okay, Deb, did you have anything for us?
I had a question.
Right. Okay, Deb.
In the news, it was talking about the governor getting $10 million for IDOT funds. And what do we know where we're at with our funding for IDOT throughout the 5th District? We had brought up that question in the past and where the budget came out for our road funds. I mean, I don't know.
That's been a topic of conversation in almost every meeting I've been in the last couple of months from the county engineers. I know Mr. Kurtz, sent the letter out to all the other chairs of the boards asking for their, group, I guess, to send a letter directly to IDOT. I don't know. Has Al got that accomplished yet, Deb?
Pretty close. I think he's just waiting for one or two more county board chair letters, and then he'll send the entire packet to Director Crow and every legislator affected by District 5.
So as of right now, the program for District 5 has not changed. I mean, it's similar this year as it's been in the past, 5 years or so. Hopefully, we'll get some answers once, that heat kind of gets put on.
So what's the schedule for when they decide when the money comes, or how does it work? Is there a set date, or is it just throughout the year they add money or just subtract it?
It's a state budget, so they're in
the
discussions right now. So it's likely that if anything were to change, we're talking about a year from now, getting any different appropriation to IDOT District 5 that we've received in the past. Yep, and it's not, I mean, the Chamber of Commerce is talking about it. I went to a meeting down in Savoy where it was a topic of discussion. I mean, it's getting traction in a multitude of different organizations. Just have to see where that, what good that does us, I guess. And I think we're going about it in an appropriate way and not trying to throw IDOT District 5 under the bus. We're saying, you know, they do a good job with the money that they receive, but we'd like to see them receive more funds. And as far as we know, it's not up to the district to determine how much money they get. It's up to somebody in Springfield to crunch those numbers and send out the monies. And that's why we can't get an answer. It's kind of buried in Springfield somewhere. But I think if they push enough, they might get an answer. Might not be the one we're looking for, but we'll get an answer.
That's right.
Just, if we, Chris, if you could pass back to them, they're getting new equipment to maybe evaluate either the Ford or Dodge or Sprinter that they're coming out with that clean diesel, and they're like 25 miles per gallon for passenger vehicles, and they're like, like 10,000 miles for, you know, maintenance. So I think it'd be economical.
I think, and I don't run that program, but as with the highway department and many other departments, I would imagine the state takes bids on those vehicles and we buy them off the state bid because that's usually the best price we're going to get. The diesels, you know, as a whole, are getting much, much cleaner than they used to be with the Federal AIDS Clean Air Act. We were just talking to Martin Equipment, who, you know, is a seller of heavy equipment for John Deere in the area. And he said the Tier 4, which I guess is the cleanest of the burning diesels, is coming out next year, you know, with the heavy equipment like your motor graders and your excavators and that type of equipment. Unfortunately, it's about a $20,000 markup because of the type of, you know, you got to burn urea, and they have to change all the engines and everything. So we're getting better and cleaner air, but it's not coming at a free price tag, that's for sure.
Okay, any more discussion? Move for chairman.
So move.
Aye.
All in favor? You don't have to go now. We can stay a little longer. Okay. Just ask again.
How you doing? July 5th, man. Go and get some of those illegal fireworks. Get some of those illegal fireworks and have them in your backyard.
I don't have to go far to get them. It's right over the border.
My son's home and he loves them.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves fireworks.
Emergency management. I guess.